thankful for the White Sox, and I'm ready to get after it.
You mentioned Charlotte, but do you know much about it? I mean, do you know about the pitchers here? Have you looked into it a little bit?
Yeah, I've been watching the games more often, obviously, just getting traded over to the White Sox. I've been paying more attention to them, and obviously there's some good things that are going on here, and I'm excited to be a part of it. And down in Charlotte, they're doing their thing also, so it's a great org to be a part of, and tremendous opportunity.
What's been like since the season?
It's been just kind of going and living in hotels, bouncing around from town to town, but obviously I get to do what I love every day, and that's, I can't complain about that. So
how are you health wise obviously there was that injury that,
yeah,
that
feel great off of, yeah. Feel great.
Every catcher that I've ever known has leadership qualities, yeah, right away. How quickly do you like to stand up and, you know, get with a pitching, yeah, staff and, you know, help take charge?
It starts today. It starts today with conversations and communicating with them, learning the guys, learning what they do outside the field, learning what they like onside the field. And I think that's a big part of my position, is to connect with them, grow with them, and learn just what the type of person they are, because I think that's going to help them, obviously, out on the field when they're performing.
Speaking of learning, how much of those dozen games last year up with the, yeah, the eventual World Series champions, yeah, help you?
It was fantastic. It was a great opportunity, obviously, for me to go over there and learn baseball at a young age. I got in there when I was 21, and now I'm 25. So years kind of helped me a little bit, and obviously I'm going to bring the good things over here that I've learned over there, and just continue to play my game.
What have the conversations been like with Pedro in terms of expectations and maybe even playing time?
Yeah, he said he's going to hold me accountable. He's going to be hard on me. He's a catcher also, and I think that's it's going to be really, really good for me, obviously, coming in. I'm still a rookie and still learning the game, and having a manager that has also been in my position, I think that's going to help me out a lot. And obviously just daily conversations, picking his brain, picking my brain, and just communicating together.
Did you think it would happen for you this quickly?
Obviously you want it to. You want to be up here. This is where real baseball is, and that's what I've just always said. And you hold yourself to a high standard, and I wanted to be here as soon as it happened, but obviously I had to pay my dues, and you have to be down there, and you have to get ready to be up here.
Is this a focus on this year, but also processing stuff for 2024 as well, kind of building everything?
Yeah, I think you just got to take one step at a time. I think right now this is what we have to focus on is this year, and then obviously when next year comes around, then we kind of got a little bit of different focus. But I think right now it's to finish this year strong and to have a good off season.
What areas are you wanting to improve on in yourself? Obviously, you've accomplished a lot to get here.
I think the catching is the most important part. Obviously my position, that's where everyone's looking at. That's what you're, like what you said, you're controlling the game, you're the captain back there, and I think that's something that I can grow on and continue to do just in my way.
Are you hydrating? It's going to be memorable.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it's just a little bit different than Sugarland. I think Sugarland's pretty damn hot, but it's going to be all right.
What's it like seeing Vaughn?
It's fantastic. It's good to see a familiar face, obviously, roommate in college, been with him since college, kept in contact, been at his wedding, all this stuff. It's good to see a familiar face, and I'm excited to see what he does on this stage.
Expecting to
get you from the airport today? Or
I went there last night, and I actually spent the night with him last night. He had an extra room, so spent there last night, talked to him, talked about the team, talked about what we wanted to do, and I think we're in a good spot right now.
You expecting to get a big number of starts, or have you not really crossed that bridge yet?
Well, yeah, whatever happens, happens. I'm going to be ready every single day. I can be in control of that. Pedro's in control of the lineup, and I can just control that. I'm going to be ready every single day.
So what was your thoughts when you got that call?
For coming up?
Coming up.
I was ecstatic, obviously. It's where I wanted to be. It's where I ended last year, and obviously I wanted it again this year. So now we get to be here, and now I get to play my game.
Thank you.
Thanks, Corey.